Spectacular Unredacted.
Something has gone badly wrong at one of the UK's largest sight loss charities. Mass redundancies, secret investigations, whistleblowers, staff suspended, sacked, silenced. Welcome to Macula Unredacted. I'm Owen Halibut, a blind business owner with a passion for the non-profit sight loss sector, teaming up with friends of Macula Media to bring you the story leadership would rather you didn't hear. Over the coming weeks, we'll uncover what really happened inside the Macula Society. The decisions, the leadership failures, the human stories behind the headlines. You'll hear leaked documents, first-hand testimony, interviews with staff on the front lines, and information coming in from every corner of the charity, from volunteers to board members alike. So what's this all about? Here's the lightning version. A £650,000 black hole in the services budget, under the watch of fundraising director Emma Malcolm. A cost-cutting restructure launched by new CEO Ed Holloway, with staff accusing him of running a sham process. A senior fundraiser blows the whistle, is promptly suspended, then resigns in protest, and is now understood to be suing the society for constructive dismissal and whistleblower victimisation. 23 staff put in consultation. Management refused to share the legally expected data behind their proposal. The team organise. Management call it harassment. Then, management somehow obtained the team's private WhatsApp chat log. No explanation given, the team cry foul play. Data laws ignored, confidentiality protections dismissed, evidence helpful to staff, redacted, 9 staff face gross misconduct hearings, 5 dismissed, 3 get final warnings, 1 still in limbo on maternity leave. And the main charge, bullying the CEO, Ed Holloway, even as the society quietly settled claims of disability discrimination against Emma Malcolm, Director of Income and Transformation, and a cover-up allegation against Ed himself. We're not here to attack a good cause. We're here to ask, why do so many loyal employees feel betrayed? Why are decisions driven by ego, not evidence? And what must change to protect staff, beneficiaries, and the charity's future? If leadership steps up, treats staff fairly, and resolves claims, this story ends here. Until then, we keep investigating, because sunlight is the best disinfectant. Episodes drop fast Thursday, 11th September. Episode 1, an overview. The entire scandal laid bare. Friday, 12th September, Episode 2, the seeds of the crisis, the 24 months of warnings ignored before Ed Holloway took over. Monday, 15th September, Episode 3, the Holloway era begins. How the new CEO and senior leadership drove staff morale off a cliff. After that, weekly episodes will dig deeper. Redacted reports, High Court hearings, whistleblowing retaliation, and what the Charity Commission now knows. Follow the story at maculaunredacted.org or on any major podcast platform. We're urging all Macula Society staff who feel unsettled about the future to join Unite the Union, so there's a permanent collective voice for employees, a voice that outlasts leadership changes and protects the culture built by the people actually delivering the work. And if you have information to share, email disclosure at maculaunredacted.org. Confidentiality guaranteed. Until next time, try not to trample on anyone's employment rights.